Well, good Wednesday afternoon, everyone. This is Gary Smith, and I'm here to talk to you a little bit about issues that have to do with leadership, especially in light of the pandemic and all that's going on. I thought it would be a good opportunity to discuss some of the things that especially churches today are facing, with more and more discussion about how at some point we're going to be allowed to worship congregately together. I think a couple things to keep in mind. First of all, what was normal before may not be normal in the future, and that when the clear order comes, that there may still be issues that have to do with restrictions on number of people, the size of a space, certain criteria that have to do with disinfecting and providing people the distance that they need between one another. And so I would encourage you, if you have not met with your leadership, everyone's excited to go back and just pick up where they left off. The reality is, I don't think we're going to have that choice, and I don't think that would be the responsible choice at this point, in light of the fact that we're being told that there may be several waves of this pandemic before we're all said and done. So I think let's be thinking more along the lines of what we're going to have to do to start getting people used to what can happen. What's been bandied about on different discussion groups in which I participate is having multiple worship services and having people advance sign up, or first come, first serve. If there's a limit, let's say, of 70 people, that the first 70 people that get there get in, the next ones basically are on target for the next service. No matter how we deal with this, it's going to cause some people not to be particularly happy. It bifurcates your congregation, especially if you're smaller already. And so some alternatives have been to have the worship streamed into several rooms. If you've got a fellowship hall in addition to the worship center or the sanctuary, or if you have a room downstairs, or you have various classrooms. The other thing that I think has some traction would be to continue parking lot worship, arrange for a small low voltage transmitter that the FCC won't get upset with you about, where people can sit in their cars and they can listen to it on their radio. And then also to continue your live streaming, because I think that'll be important. And you may consider, if you can't right now, at least for worship time, to extend your Wi-Fi, guest Wi-Fi outside. So if people wish to remain outdoors, bring chairs to kind of stay separate, that they would have that opportunity. And then, of course, you'd have to have some folks that would be there as greeters slash ushers. And so I think there are some options there. Along the terms of greeters slash ushers, a lot of people are saying that probably the idea of greeting people at this point may not be something that can be used well, because contact and space and distance is critical. And so posting signs, welcoming people, and giving them instructions and directions about how they can go in, where restrooms are, where hand sanitizer is available, having masks hopefully available for those who need them. And so all those considerations, your regular members, you could encourage them to be sure that they bring masks as well as hand sanitizer along with them as well. Very older folks, the people who are frail or have pre-medical conditions, are usually advised not to come, as are younger children. I've been advocating to some of the clients I have, to so close to the end of the year anyway, school year, schools basically are saying they're not going to come back into session. So how about we just dismiss Sunday school and preschools early and then come back in the fall if things are okay, and that way you're not running the risk of infecting those young ones and they're not running the risk of infecting some others. The other thing is that the social hour is pretty much something that has been determined that would not be a good idea, as is the passing of the peace. And so those are things to consider as you're getting ready to come back. You should have a plan in place for how you are going to regularly disinfect and clean. That means wiping down the pews between services. Do you remove the cushions for now if you can? Are you going to spray each time all the door handles, the doors, the windows, the glasses, anything people, multiple people are going to touch? Are you disinfecting the floors each time after Sunday or whenever you have services? So you need to have a written plan in place. I would recommend that you talk to your insurance adjuster and see what they recommend so that you are meeting their expectations. So if you do get sued, and you very possibly could be, if it's shown that the person contracted the virus while they were at your church, that they could try to come back and sue you. Especially if the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, and local authorities are recommending against congregate worship. So you need to make sure you've got all your ducks in a row and make sure that you've insulated yourself as much as possible. You should talk to your corporation, your church attorney, as far as what their feelings are, what statements you may need to include in your mailers and in your programs, your bulletins, what you put up on the screen. I think it's really important. Many of the churches who are going to be doing communion are opting for the communion that you can buy that has the juice and the wafer sealed in a plastic bag or a small container. If you've ever seen those little smart lunches where it has a little bit of meat and cheese and crackers in it, they're doing the same thing with that. So you basically, each person gets one of those, and then that way there's no cross-contamination along those lines too. Even the coffee and even, you know, the drinks and things that you might have, you need to bag your drinking fountains or shut the water off to them, post that they can't be used at this point as well. Know that handrails and doors, even on the exterior, are problematic. And for your employees, then the door handles and the even the keyboards on computers that are shared by multiple people, mailboxes, hearing aid devices, anything you can think of that might be able to be cross-contaminated needs to be considered in how you're going to deal with those things. So really the key to it then is going to be education. It's going to be getting people used to this, what the alternatives are, what their options are, and hopefully once you do all those things, it's the goal that you can slowly implement things back in place. People can start feeling comfortable. Something else, if you haven't already done so, that hopefully you can in the future, and that is electronic giving. Because the reality is that we're probably going to have more of these. So from a financial standpoint, the churches need to find a way for people to easily give their tithes and offerings, whether it's pledged or the free offering, the loose offering, some people call it, so that the church can continue to operate. The other thing you need to do is be good to your staff and your pastor. Don't expect them to be sitting in that building during these times of isolation. Obviously, their health is important as well. With the technology and online meetings with Zoom and WebEx and those kinds of things, it's pretty easy to meet with people. And just really, how often do you need to have in-person meetings? And so you can pare those down and be able to deal with the important things. And of course, part of it has to do with your polity, your denominational rules and bylaws, but those things can be changed. And so far, it's been my experience, the major denominations have been making allowances for communion, even baptisms, and also how meetings are conducted. So please pay attention to this. I've told several people this is not 1950 or 1890. The technology is such that we can facilitate meetings and even worship at this point. I think there's been a lot of people that have been amazed about how seamlessly we can gather together and worship at one time when we're spread out all over. I'm not belittling the need for congregate worship, but at this point, to keep people engaged and make them feel reassured that the church is there, and we need to get creative about what we're doing. And so those are just some ideas I thought I'd share with you pretty much off the cuff today. And so, as always, leave me a message or send me a note. My email is Gary, G-A-R-Y, at smithcom, S-M-I-T-H-C-O-M, .org. And we look forward to talking to you soon. Take care, and God bless.